From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Amanda Purcell and Logan Weiss are reporting for the Columbia Green Media. The Germantown Board, August the 7th, unanimously approved a new local law to abolish the town's police force. Town Supervisor Robert Bury said, and I quote, "The decision to abolish the police department was difficult to come to for all the board members. We believe we are acting in the best interest of the community," end quote. Bury said the law is subject to a permissive referendum. If residents submit a petition to the town clerk within 30 days of the board's decision, the matter will be put on the ballot for a vote in the general election November 6. The board also approved taking legal action against the department's officer in charge, Brian Du Bois, a member of the department since 1995. Peter Schuler, Du Bois's attorney, said the decision to disband the police department was the result of long-standing animosity between Bury and Du Bois. Schuler said, and I quote, "There is definitely some personal agenda involved," end quote. Attorney Corrine Smith, a partner at Whitbeck, Benedict and Smith, read a statement on behalf of the board following a brief executive session August 7th, saying the town suit against Du Bois seeks to suspend his access to town-owned firearms. Town officials did not specify why the lawsuit was necessary. Bury said the elimination of the department will not lead to less police coverage in town. He said, and I quote, "We are covered by the Columbia County Sheriff's Office and State Police at no additional charge. Those services are provided to every municipality. We have entered into an enhanced agreement with the Sheriff's Office for court security," end quote. The Germantown Police Department was established in 1973. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Rick Collin is reporting for the Times Union. The Berkshire Farm Center in Canaan is under, and I quote, "heightened monitoring," end quote, by the state after six young people ran away from the non-secure detention center in recent weeks. The privately run state-licensed facility has been plagued by similar incidents over the years. Craig Smith, spokesman for the State Office of Children and Family Services, said the status, and I quote, "will be ongoing as necessary and is a standard response to circumstances such as these that gives OCFS cause for concern," end quote. Smith said that while under heightened monitoring, the center will be subject to frequent unannounced visits, rigid reviews of its logs and records, increased reporting of incidents, staffing level assessments, and increased reporting of incidents on the Berkshire campus, including youth leaving without authorization. Berkshire Farm spokeswoman Julie Brennan said, "of the six youths that have gone missing in the past couple of months, three have been found. One returned to Berkshire while the other two were sent to other facilities." Three of the six summer runaways remain missing, along with two teenage boys who fled the facility in April. Berkshire Farm was founded in 1886 by Frederick Burnham as a place for, and I quote, "wayward boys," end quote. Currently, youths are sent to the Berkshire Farm by the courts as part of the state's vast juvenile justice system. Because residents are not locked or fenced in, it is easy for the youth to wander off despite its remote rural area. The facility serves boys between 12 and 18 years old. Read the full story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman is reporting the boiled water order for customers of the Catskill Water System, the village announced August 8th. The order was in effect for 4 days. A statement from the village said it took the action due to an algae bloom in the reservoir caused by high temperatures. Also August the 8th, the village of Athens announced initiated a boil water advisory was in effect for water users in that village. The advisory issued due to an unspecified cause remains in force until further notice. Times Union is reporting New York City police on August 8th rejected Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Molinaro's request to investigate his Democratic opponent, Governor Andrew Cuomo. Molinaro attempted to file a former police complaint on behalf of state taxpayers against the governor for, and I quote, "allegedly breaking the law at his New York City offices in Manhattan over a period of 68 days in 2014, end quote. Molinaro alleged that Cuomo broke the law by permitting former aide Joe Prococo to use a state office after he left state service. Police told Molinaro to contact the state attorney general. Molinaro and the state Republican Party have also filed a lawsuit against the state Ethics Commission alleging that complaints about Cuomo were never investigated. Cuomo was not charged with any crimes related to the Prococo case and has denied knowledge of the former aide's misdeeds. A Cuomo campaign spokeswoman dismissed Molinaro's efforts to get the attention of law enforcement, suggesting he spend more time on his campaign and less time, and I quote, wasting NYPD resources with these frivolous complaints, end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.